This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by her. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector.
India will continue to take confident steps towards Vikasit Bharat, balancing ambition with inclusion. As a growing economy with expanding trade and capital needs, India must also remain deeply integrated with global markets, exporting more and attracting stable long-term investment.
The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labour-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. The finance minister announced 7 high-speed rail corridors. Basic customs duty has been exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. The finance minister announced India Semiconductor Mission 2.0 will produce equipment and materials, design full-stack Indian IP and fortify supply chains. The finance minister highlighted the government's vision for increasing farmers' income, empowering the Vyanjangs and the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care, and focus on the Purvodaya states and the northeastern region to accelerate development and employment opportunities. The finance minister said fiscal deficit in financial year 2026-27 is estimated to be 4.3% of the GDP compared to 4.4% in the current fiscal. As per the first advance estimates published by the National Statistics Office, India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in FY 25-26, with nominal GDP growth at 8%. Later, the copy of the Union Budget was tabled in the Rajya Sabha by the Finance Minister. Defence services have received the all-time high allocation among the ministries in this year's Union Budget. Ministry of Defence said the allocation, amounting to 7.85 lakh crore rupees, stands at 2% of the estimated GDP for the next financial year and shows a significant increase of over 15% over the budgetary estimates of 2025-26. It noted that the total defence budget is 14.67% of the central government expenditure. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the budget strengthens the security, development, self-reliance balance and it is in the best interest of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2026-27 presents an ambitious roadmap to give new momentum to the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. In a video message, Mr. Modi said this year's budget will give India's Reform Express new energy and new momentum. He said the budget turns today's aspirations into reality and strengthens the foundation of India's bright future.
आज का बजट ऐतिहासिक है. इसमें देश की नारी शक्ति का सशक्त प्रतिबिंब झलकता है. ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है. ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है. ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है.
Industry bodies, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CII, FICCI have hailed the Union Budget. PhD CCI Chairman Dr. Ranjit Mehta said the budget will increase competitiveness among the small and medium enterprises. CII President Rajiv Memani said the Union Budget fulfills the demands of industries, including those of the MSMEs. Young Indian shuttler Devika Siha clinched her maiden WBF Super 300 crown after Malaysia's Go Jin Wei retired midway through the women's singles final of the Thailand Masters at Bangkok today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.